T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're learning more about the driver of that tractor trailer in Texas that was packed with more than 100 immigrants, 10 of whom died. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman joining us from San Antonio. Mark, what's the latest?
Well, his name is James Bradley, 60 years old, from Clearwater, Florida. You know, he actually gave no plea on Tuesday during his court appearance. He's back in federal court on Thursday. He has a criminal record that goes back about 20 years, served at least 1 year behind bars, felony charges that include felony menace and assault. He is going to face a whole lot more charges, quite likely, in the immediate future. They're holding him on one charge now, but as the feds get deeper involved in this, we have 10 deaths, so more charges are inevitable.
Yeah, we also understand that his commercial driving license had been suspended. He had a lot of tickets. He claims he didn't know anyone was inside the trailer, but investigators have told you they're not buying that.
Yeah, they're really not. I mean, according to survivors, as soon as the truck pulled into San Antonio, there were 6 black SUVs waiting to take folks inside the trailer to whatever their next destination was as part of the smuggling operation. It's a little hard to imagine that the driver of the truck wouldn't have noticed 6 waiting SUVs and people climbing in and out of his truck. But that said, that is his story for now, and he's sticking to it. I mean, at the same time, he also admits that he knew that the truck's refrigeration system wasn't working. And remember, these are people who spent up to 15 hours in a pitch-black, overheated trailer. No air conditioning, no food, no water. They took turns gasping for air by breathing through a hole in the wall of the truck. I mean, think about how appalling that is. And again, by the time first responders showed up, 8 people were dead. 2 more have died since then. And the hope is that all the folks who are still in critical condition in the hospital, there are about 15 of them or so. The hope, of course, is that they all pull through.
CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman in San Antonio this afternoon. Mark, thanks for the update.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.